Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're beginning the third parak of Maseches Kelim. Shir Kli Charis L'Tahir. The size of a Kli Charis that makes a Kli Charis Tahir is Ha'asui Lachlin Shir Kazesim. If it's made out of, if it's made to hold foods, then the size of a hole that would ruin it and therefore make it that it's not able to be tummy anymore is if the hole is big enough for an olive to fall right through it. So now it's Tahir. It's no longer going to be tummy because it's broken. Ha'asui L'Mashkin Shir B'Mashkin. If it's meant to hold liquids, it's a water bottle or something, if there's a hole that's big enough that it can't hold liquids anymore, so then it's tahar. If it's meant to hold both solid foods and liquids, then we're more machmir and we assume that it could still be mekabel tuma until the holes are big enough that olives would fall right through. Mishnah Beis, chavis shi'ura begrogaros divrei Rabbi Shimon. If you have a barrel, then the type of hole that would make it tahar is if it's a dried fig would fall right through it, according to Rabbi Shimon, because that's usually what they were used for. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Be'egozim. Rabbi Yehuda says, if the hole is big enough that a walnut would fall through, it would make it tahar, even though dried figs will not fall through. It's even a smaller hole. Rameir Amar Be'zesim. Rameir says, if an olive would fall through, it would become tahar, even though the hole is still small enough that it could still hold dried figs and walnuts. Halevis Vagdeira Shi'uran Be'zesim. If you have a pot, different types of pots, a chalan pot and a chicken soup pot, so the type of hole that would ruin it is a type of hole that would allow an olive to fall through. Hapach v'atfi shi'urin b'shemen. If you have a pach or a tfi, which are things apparently that typically are made to hold oil, if it can no longer practically hold oil, that hole would be mitaher, the pot. V'atzartzur shi'ur b'mayim. A tzartzur, a hole that would not allow it to hold water, would make it tahar. Rabbi Shimon Omer Shloshtan Bezeronim, that all three of those kelim will only become tahar if seeds would be able to fall through. Tiny little holes that allow liquid to fall through will not be mitahir the kli, because you can also use these kelim to hold seeds. Ner Shiro B'Shemen, if it's a ner that's meant to hold shemen and a wick, so if the oil will not stay in the ner because of a hole, then it's tahar. Rabbi Lezer Protektana, the size of a small pruta would be the size of a hole that would ruin the ner. Ner shenital piv tahar, a ner where the part where the wick comes out has fallen off, has been lopped off, is also no longer going to be mekabel tuma. V'shal adama shusak piv psila tahar, and if it's made out of adama that hasn't been fired up in the kiln to harden it and finish it off, but the mouth has been fired by the flame of the wick, is tahar, because even though part of it, the mouth of the ner, has become hardened and is ready, the rest of the ner is not really considered to be nigmar melachto, and therefore it's not going to be mekabel tuma. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Aleph, we discussed the size of a hole in a kli that would then make that kli no longer able to be mekabel tuma, and we went through a whole bunch of different kelim. Mishnah Beis went through a bunch of other different kelim. We had three different opinions about certain types, about a type of kli, about a, what was it, a chavis, whether it's the size of a walnut or the size of an olive, different things, and then we spoke about a ner, and how a ner has to be able to hold shemen in order to be mekabel tuma, and we spoke about whether the pee of a ner, whether the area, the mouth of the ner, where the wick comes out, is different than the rest of the ner. Be'ez Hashem, next time we pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel.